Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to call the meeting of Monday, February 24, 2025, to order at 1 p.m. We will begin this work session with discussion regarding the February 24, 2025 posted agenda items. That takes us to the consent agenda items in particular. And I would like to ask counsel, do you have any of these that you would like to pull for staff to help us get a good understanding?
I have a couple.
Go ahead, my friend. Ms. Short.
25-6444.
25-64. Okay, 44. All right, go ahead, ma'am.
25-6446.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. You have any more? All right. Anybody else?
I do, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Bounds. Four, four, five. All righty. Anybody else? Mr. Fresquez?
I have some questions on 25-6446 as well.
Mighty fine. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Newsom? You good? All right. Mr. Brosh? You good, sir? All right, then. Thank you very much. We will then pull up item 25-6444. And thank you, Ms. Kira, for pulling that up for us. That's a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving an advance funding agreement between the City of Mansfield, Texas, and the Texas Department of Transportation for the design construction of the HSIP Citywide Traffic Signal Improvements Backplate Street Bond Fund Program Year 2027. Yes, sir. Matt, Mr. Jones. All right. Go ahead, Ms. Short.
Run a little bit late, he's actually stuck in traffic, so I'm sure he will appreciate the improved citywide mobility efforts that we have going on. So I'm here to answer any questions, and Jeff Price is also available to answer
right.
any questions you have.
Councilwoman Short, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I saw that the light at Walnut Creek and Saving Place was listed on here, and I thought we had discussed that and voted on that on the last meeting, so I just wanted to see what was different or if this was just part of the program.
Yeah, so I think that is because this one is specific to the back plates and to the citywide back plates, so it's just a portion of that location. So there will be more work done at that location that's in the first grant. So these will happen over a few years. The one from last week will happen this next year, and then these other two advanced funding agreements, construction won't take place till 2027.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, it's not overlapping any work. They are doing work at it during this project too.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Anyone else regarding this particular one? All right, thank you very much. Then we will look at we'll just go ahead to 6445, and that is a resolution of City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving, and all right, just switch the slide on me, not a problem. Approving City of Mansfield, Texas Department of Transportation in an amount of $86,900 for the design and construction of the HSIP Walnut Creek Drive and Broad Street intersection signal improvements. And here we have again, all right, go ahead, Mr. Jones.
Yes, ma'am, I'm available for any questions, but this is, you can see the schedule improvements for 2027. So again, this is a ways out, but it helps with vehicle detection, the retroflective back plates, the ADA compliant ramps, and then the pedestrian signals. So these are future improvements, again, out in front or behind the ones that you all saw at your last meeting.
All righty then. Who has questions for Mr. Jones? My left, go ahead, Ms. Short.
Are we approving these so far out to secure the funding from TxDOT? Is that there? Okay, just checking on that.
Sorry, I was late. Yes, right. That's actually required. These AFAs, the advanced funding agreements, that's specifically what it's for. So it's intended that the TxDOT requires that. It's just part of the process.
Good, man. All right. Any other questions? I know this one jumps on us, doesn't it? All right. Any other questions or points to be made on 6445?
I just have one, if I may.
Go ahead, sir. City manager.
Ms. Short, I think the question that you're asking is, you know, do we need to do this one so early out in 2027? And the reason we do it now for 2027 is to capture the overall project cost, the TxDOT portion of it. If we don't get on their radar for it now, they'll allocate that funding to someone else. So we don't want to miss out on that.
All right. We'll move now to 6446, and that is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving an amendment to the contract between the City of Mansfield, Texas, and Spires Engineering, Inc., in an amount not to exceed $109,384.15 for design of Heritage Parkway South. And I believe Ms. Short or Ms. Bounds? Ms. Bounds? All right. You good? All right. Go ahead, Ms. Short.
I really just wanted to pull this one so that I could make sure that the public knew that this will not increase the overall budget, that it's this amendment cost is being taken out of the owner's contingency line.
Correct. Yeah, it's part of the overall infrastructure package for the South Campus. So as we looked at extending Heritage South, we want it to be consistent with the design criteria for the North Campus, which has the spacing on the streetlights every 50 feet other than 200 to kind of create that district of a walkable environment. So you can see those will be privately owned instead of owned by the public utility. So that's another reason for the increase. And then you can see the road highlighted here on the south or bottom of this picture. That's to provide the secondary access point to the single family neighborhood here for the Stable campus. So because the developer was intending to put that in, that project has since gone away. So we are installing that with the infrastructure package to provide those two points of access for public safety.
All right. Mr. Fresquez, you also had a question on this one, sir.
I did. Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
So if I read correctly, this was actually a change order from the original?
Correct. It is a change order, but it is inside of our budget.
Okay.
And again, it was the additional work that went from spacing on the lights from 200 feet to 50 feet. There's more meters. There's more infrastructure involved. And then the design of this, we weren't intending because we were hoping a developer would build that. That's not going to be the case. So as the owner of the property, we have to provide that connection in order to provide that secondary access for the single family neighborhood.
And how much of a percentage does that chew into our overall contingency?
I can get you a number. I don't have that. It's not a large number. Right. It's a pretty large infrastructure package, but I can get that for you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Key word, no increase in our budget.
Correct.
In that regard, key word. All right, great. Council, does that satisfy the questions you have in regard to the consent agenda? Everybody good? Happy day. All right, thank you. All right, we have two staffers coming up at this time. Go ahead, Joe. I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Mayor, Bernie's going to come up and talk to you guys about some communication efforts citywide.
Good afternoon, Mayor and City Council. Kira, if you could. Thank you. There we go. Last month, I came before you to talk about a couple of communication initiatives that we were working on as a team based off of the strategic visioning workshop. And so this afternoon, wanted to give everyone a quick update on the council chat update. This was a piece that we talked about being an in-person opportunity for City Council to visit with residents in an informal, kind of relaxed atmosphere. And so we just wanted to bring this up at council to make the public aware that we are rolling forward with that pretty quickly. And so as you'll see on this slide, there's a couple of potential dates. Those are proposed at this point. What we're wanting to try to do is the second Thursday of the month, just kind of to have a set schedule so that folks, this time may or may not change. We'll kind of try to figure that out as we go to see what works for residents. Does this time work? And, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to find a different time so that we can really try to reach all of our residents. Additionally, we're vetting potential locations, so that may look like a local restaurant, a coffee shop, potentially a grocery store, even maybe like a fitness facility or community space through some of like the community partner spaces. Again, really just so that when our residents come in, they will have an opportunity with like maybe two council members at a time to just really have those informal conversations. It's very different than when you're coming for a presentation. There's not, as far as residents coming, what they can expect, there's not a set agenda for these as far as other than the time frame. So there's not a presentation associated with it, but what we will have is we will have display boards on some of the most frequently asked about projects. So things that people are really wanting more information. You know, as a communications team, we get asked a lot about, there's so much going on, how do we keep up? So we're really hoping that this would be an opportunity for folks to kind of come out, ask those questions, maybe grab a little snack, depending on where we are, and just really have an opportunity to gauge with council and staff.
Sounds good. Am I right? Any questions, comments in this regard? On my left, y'all good? All right, we're good. Exciting. That's exciting news. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
Mayor and Council, Nicolette is going to come up and talk to us about some dangerous dog legislation and a couple of other things. Puppy mills.
Update I have is really about the puppy mills, and I believe I saw most, if not all of you, tagged on a Facebook post about one that is coming to town. So there's a concern about having a retail store that sells cats and dogs with animals that aren't sourced from reputable places, where they're not in humane conditions, or they're not using responsible breeding practices, and then shipping them thousands of miles across the country into these pet stores. So there is one that is coming to town. It's called Puppy Dreams. And the post that y'all were tagged on is related to the Texas Humane Legislation Network, which advocates for animal welfare legislation. And they kind of are calling out the different establishments that they personally don't support and saying, what can we do? What can be done to stop them from coming into a city? Which is why I wanted to talk about something that was passed in the last legislative session, HB 2127, which essentially says that a municipality can no longer adopt, enforce, or maintain an ordinance or rule that restricts, regulates, limits, or otherwise impedes a business involving essentially the sale of animals. And they can only enforce something that was already adopted prior to April 1st, 2023. And this is pending a further update from the state. So the rest of the bill basically says, until we publish more guidelines, you can't change anything. You can only enforce what was in existence and adopted as of April 1st. So whenever we brought those massive revisions in December and January to y'all, this is actually one section that we didn't touch, and because we didn't want to lose what we already had, which is about, this is a comparison, but about what kind of conditions that they have to be in, that we can go into an establishment and make sure that it's sanitary and that type of thing. That obviously doesn't get us to where the animals are actually sourced from, so there's still that concern. But I bring this up to say, because there's a lot of, there's a push for what can cities do, and even on one of the posts I was looking on social media, it's, Tell your city council. City council has to do this. Tell them that they need to stop this. And unfortunately, there's not something that y'all can do to stop it at this particular moment. The only way we can regulate the retail sale is through our ordinance, and we don't want to amend anything because we'll lose whatever protections we already have. The other option would be through zoning, but in order to change our zoning, we would be Removing what is already a permitted use that exists in establishments today, like a PetSmart or Petco or that type of thing. And then you would create legal non-conforming uses, which is a whole other long battle and not necessarily what we're trying to do. We're not trying to ban a pet shop outright. We still need pet food. We still want toys. We still need leashes and that kind of thing. So that's kind of the update. I know that a lot of y'all have been getting comments about it, so I wanted to bring that to y'all and then ask if there was any questions that I could answer.
All right, on my right. Go ahead, Mr. Newsom, and then Ms. Bynum.
This is one of the things that I guess I continue to often have concerns about from, you know, a council's perspective or a local municipality's perspective about what we can and can't do. It seems often at times that's becoming more and more limited as far as what we are able to actively or ultimately regulate. I'm all for free capital business, but I do believe sometimes in instances like this, there are times where I think we can ultimately try to craft something that helps protect, animals under these circumstances. So apparently there's not much we can do other than encouraging our state legislators to, continue to evaluate what they at this point have yet to finalize in a way that does take these types of businesses into consideration.
So they have yet to finalize it, so we're looking for or waiting for regulations. And then the Texas Humane Legislation Network announced that for the 89th legislative session, their priority is getting the ethical pet sale bill passed. So I looked and I haven't seen anything actually submitted or filed yet, but that's certainly, we're in that season where we're saying, yes, we want to advocate for this or, not. So I anticipate seeing that coming.
So they don't have any information that they've been able to provide as far as if there's anybody that's carrying that bill?
Not yet.
Or carrying a bill associated with it. Okay.
Yeah, but as soon as I do see something filed, I'll certainly send City Council an update, and we'll also track the bill through our advocate, too. So.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Ms. Bynum?
So my question would be, number one, these businesses, I would think, would have to have any kind of certification or license to even run a business like that, correct?
I don't know what exactly they have to. I think they would just need a breeder's license that would be issued by the state. And then from us, they're really getting a certificate of occupancy. That is the update that I wanted to clarify. The store in question, Puppy Dreams, has applied for a permit and had a CO issued. I haven't seen a business open and haven't seen any advertising go live. But from the city standpoint, it's just the CO. But I do believe that there's an actual permit, a breeder's license that they get from.
And then they would get a permit from us to be able to have the business, correct?
That would be their certificate of occupancy.
Okay, and then based on that, from compliance and per some of our ordinances in there, if we went in and found some substandard care, mm-hmm. how is that reported?
We could report it to the state, but we could also at that point take our own action to just proceed with cruelty charges and say that it's inhumane conditions and gather evidence and basically just bring criminal charges for animal cruelty like we would someone who's mistreating an animal in their own home.
And then remove the animals out of their care.
Yes. If we have a case that we're working for animal cruelty, we're going to seize those animals, and then the court can hear all the details, and they'll make a determination if we'll give them back or if we become owners of them. So we get them out of it pretty quickly.
Do you know if they're required to have any type of camera, video, or anything for the care of the pets, or is that just at their own decision if they want to do that?
It's probably at their own decision. I don't think I've ever seen anything. And if it's really how it is in some of these shops, they're probably not doing that on purpose.
Okay. So all right. That's all I have.
Yeah.
All right. To my left. Go ahead, Ms. Short.
I know this is not the first store they've opened. I believe they at least have one more in Arlington, if not more.
Yes.
Do we know if there have been any complaints about their other locations?
I've only seen complaints kind of what is on social media, talking about, you know, it looked sad in there, or the other complaint that is coming from people kind of on Google or social media is that they have essentially predatory financing practices, and they'll charge $5,000 plus more for a pure breed animal, say that they'll give you financing, it's got a really high interest rate, then people are going upside down on payments and that kind of thing. So those kinds of complaints, but I don't know that I've seen something particular with a photo that's like, you know, everyone's dying of thirst or something. Try not to be that graphic.
That's good. Okay, thank you.
All right, anyone else? All right, Nicola, just a quick question in regard to asking you your opinion regarding the Ethical Safe Pet Bill. Do you think that that particular piece of legislation would help in this particular case? I mean, just, and I'm asking you off the cuff. I'm just curious.
I have not, obviously they haven't actually filed the bill to read the language, but I do know that everything I've seen from the Texas Humane Legislation Network has been positive or in line with what the animal welfare industry is looking for in protections for animals and then also people who work in the industry. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. If I had my preference, it would be that any pet sales have to be sourced from a rescue or a shelter. And if so, if that is part of the bill, then I would definitely support it.
Gotcha.
So.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, Joe, do we have anyone else, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. That being the case, we will move to item 3, recess into executive session. Council will now retire into executive session pursuant to section 551.071, 551.072, 551.074 and 551.087 to discuss the items as outlined on the agenda. The council will now recess into executive session at 1:22 p.m. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to reconvene into our regular business session at 6 p.m. We'll begin with our prayer invocation by Pastor Brad Levins of the Creekwood Church, and we'll have our Pledge of Allegiance by Juan Frasquez, our councilman, and also by Councilman Larry Brosh. He will take care of our Texas pledge. Let us all stand together at this time, and I'll ask out of respect of the prayer and the pledges, men, if you would please remove your hats if there are any.
Lord, we thank you for this city. We don't take this city for granted that we get to live in such an incredible place, God. As we compare ourselves to places all over the world, we are blessed, Lord. We're blessed to live in a country like this. We're blessed to live in a state like this. And we are blessed to live in a city like Mansfield, Texas. And so, God, I thank you for our mayor. I thank you for our city council members. And, you know, I don't know who all prays for this, but I pray for protection over them, God. I pray for your provision over them, your safety over them, and your discernment and wisdom over them, God. And tonight, we ask for your presence like never before, God. It's your presence that we need for wisdom. It's your presence that we need for decision-making in times like this. And so I ask, God, for your physical, tangible presence, Lord. Your word says that you look to and fro on the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who are loyal to you. And I believe these leaders in this city, we are loyal to you. So, God, I ask that you would show yourself strong on behalf of this city, God. We believe the best is yet to come for this city, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. God bless you. You may be seated. Pastor, you mind sharing with us what God is doing at the Creekwood Church?
Absolutely. Thank you for letting us be here. My name is Brad, and I am actually here. Pastor Stephen Nutt, our lead pastor, could not be here today. He's traveling, but thank you so much for letting us be here. And I just want to say this to this council, to our mayor, to this city. It's because of partnerships that churches have with the city that we're able to do what we do as a church. When I think about how we started with three families in a living room 20 years ago. And in October of 24, Creekwood turned 20 years old.
That's outstanding.
And so it's a big deal to us. And when I think about the early days of the church, it was because of the city they opened up the doors to Rogene Worley Middle School. Mm-hmm. We met in the cafeteria at the middle school. It was not easy days back then. And then we moved into Mansfield High School, which is a big deal because we used to pray in the parking lot at the high school that God would open up the doors to the high school because church's funds, you don't have the ability to buy property. And so I remember the phone call where the MISD had voted to let churches rent the properties out to churches. And we moved into Mansfield High School with 150 people. And now we're well over 2,000 people, 20 years old now. And we bought our second property on 1187. It's 108 acres. And we're expanding already, have plans for a third service. And it's awesome. So thank you.
God be the glory. Keep up the great work, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Outstanding. All right. We will now move to item 8. That's our citizens' comments. Those citizens that are wishing to address the council on non-public hearing agenda items and items not on the agenda, you may do so at this time. Due to the regulations of the Texas Open Meetings Act, please do not expect a response from the council as we're not able to do so. This will be your only opportunity to speak unless you are speaking on a scheduled public hearing item. After the close of the citizen comments portion of the meeting, only comments related to public hearings will be heard, and all comments are limited to 5 minutes. Do we have any cards, ma'am? All right. We will move forward. All right. Council announcements. Councilwoman Short.
None for me, Mayor.
All right. Councilman Brosh.
No, sir.
All right. Mr. Fresquez.
None for me, Mayor.
Councilman. All right. Councilman Newsom.
Yeah, just real quick, I'd like to congratulate the Summit High School boys and the Lake Ridge High School boys for making the regional semifinals. They both play upcoming against, let's hear it, 5 o'clock on, I believe it's a Thursday. And then that's Summit. And then Lake Ridge is 6:30 at the Arlington Athletic Complex. So congratulations, guys, for all the hard work.
Good job. All right, Councilwoman Bounds.
None for me, Mayor.
All right. And I would just like to thank the Almighty God for Judge L. Clifford Davis, a very important name in civil rights history. We will be laying him to rest on tomorrow. He lived to be 100 years old. He's noted for his work in Tarrant County and really throughout the country as he worked with Thurgood Marshall to integrate all the schools in our country. So a salute to him, to his memory. He was, matter of fact, here to swear me in. And I just appreciate the life that he lived. So, again, we honor him. I do. All right. Moving right along.
Mayor, real quick. I'm sorry. I said Thursday. It's actually tomorrow, Tuesday. So I apologize for those that.
It's good because we
it's Tuesday,
want,
not
we
Thursday.
To make that. All right. Thank you, brother. All right. Item 10, subcommittee reports. Item 25-6441. It's minutes. Approval of the February 10th, 2025 Housing Market Growth Strategy Subcommittee meeting minutes. And again, that vote will only be taken by those who are members of that committee. And our chair is Ms. Julie Short.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
We met and heard from staff and David Branch, who is the developer of South Point. And there was also a gentleman from Pulte Homes there. We discussed a parcel in South Point that runs along the service road of 360 between Heritage and Lone Star. It is zoned commercial. They're having a difficult time getting commercial development there. From what we heard, of course, no decisions were made. We just listened, and I'm sure if anything comes of it, it'll come before council.
All right.
And with that, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second. Thank you, ma'am. Second, sound like Ms. Bounds. All right, please cast your votes. And the motion carries 3-0. All right, Mr. Smolinski, we're at staff comments. Do we have any comments?
Yes, Mayor. I'm actually really excited to introduce to you guys the Mansfield Youth Council, our members of it. They have a special presentation for us tonight. We're very proud of them and all the work that they're doing. I can't wait for them to share that with you.
Yes, thank you so much, Mayor and Council. So my name is Kristen, and I am one of the staff liaisons for the Mansfield Youth Council. I will actually be passing the mic off. I do want to say, members, as y'all are introducing yourselves, y'all stay close to the podium. Y'all don't have to go back and sit down. Okay. And then this is a clicker.
Good evening, Council, and Mike and Mayor Evans. Thank you so much for this opportunity that you have given us to update you on what we have accomplished and what we are planning to accomplish in the future. I would like to first introduce myself as Anika Sharma, and I'm a second year veteran of this program. I am currently a junior at Mansfield High School.
All right, good evening. My name is Kate Castro. I'm a junior at Mansfield Legacy High School, and this is my second year on the Mansfield Youth Council.
Good evening. My name is Omri Lewis. I'm a junior at Legacy High School, and it is my first year on the council.
Hi, everyone. My name is Joanna Olani-Fekum. I am a freshman at Frontier, and this is my first year on this program.
Good evening. My name is Evan Suarez. I am a sophomore at Legacy High School, and this is my first year on the council.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Daniel Adiemi, and this is my first year on the Youth Council. I'm a senior at Mansfield Lake Ridge High.
So what do? We try to represent the youth in Mansfield trying to incorporate them in the decision-making of the city. We try to work on initiatives to better the life of the youth here in Mansfield, or like organizing community events, which we will talk about later on in the presentation, build stronger relationships with organizations here in the city and encourage leadership, development, and civil responsibility among youth.
So I'm going to touch on one of our main priorities, which is Third Spaces in Mansfield. Going back to one of our first ever meetings in, I believe, August of 2023, we mentioned Third Spaces being super important to us because not only do they promote civic engagement, the spread of ideas, and also just social connections, but we found that not only in our city, but in many other cities in Texas and also in the United States, we're really experiencing a lack of social spaces specifically for the youth. And so in addressing this, during our first year, so last year, we decided to host a teen night in downtown Mansfield at the lot. Essentially, this was a night of fun. It was games. We had food. We had music. And essentially, all teens and youth from Mansfield were invited to come and meet people they may not have met before and to essentially just get out of their houses for a day. So for this being our first event, we were very proud of it. It was something that we were excited to do to address our priority of creating and promoting third spaces for youth. But one thing that we learned from this event is that we just did it for one night and then that was it. And so this year, some of the veterans and then the new youth council members, we decided to go into hosting study nights that would reoccur. So I'll pass that off to Omri to speak about those.
Hi, Council. One of the main reoccurring events that we've been doing recently are the study nights. So the study nights are really our first big project in reoccurring third spaces for teens in Mansfield. It is a space that teens can come in and bring their friends and study for the most part. We provide drinks and we try to encourage catering with other Mansfield businesses. We host most of the study nights at the Mann House. And our very first one was at Flying Squirrel to get kind of an intro into it, but the majority of ours has been at the Mann House. We have had poster boards at the event asking students in Mansfield what would they like to see, what can we do to help bring them together as a community. And the majority of our study nights, we've had three so far, and we've recently had a crafts night where kids could come and bring and make keychains. I actually have one on my phone right now. If y'all can see that right there. And it was a really fun event. People came, brought their friends, made little crafts. We've had three study nights and one craft night. Our cap number of attendees has been 50, and we've had an average of 40 people per event. So we've had a really good turnout. We're hoping to continue these study nights, and yeah, thank you so much.
Hi, another one of our greatest accomplishments as a youth council is we have been approached by the Historic Landmark Preservation Committee, and this is good because it allows us as youth to be involved with preserving our culture and our history in the city of Mansfield. Like, for example, whether this would be working with the department to preserve like historic homes and other local businesses in our downtown. And this is good because it allows teens the opportunity to see Mansfield history and kind of make that connection to their city. So, yeah.
And on top of all of that, we also have the first picture over there to the left. It is us at the State of the City that was very recent. We were reaching out to people about the changes that they would like to see in the community and just getting ourselves out there. And then we've also been invited by a couple of youth councils, like Forest Hill, for example. They have an event coming up that we are invited to, which is awesome for us. And then this is probably the biggest thing that we've been invited to, but DC also, like the nation of America. We've been invited there to meet with other youth councils, to gather, to share ideas, and all that cool stuff. So we're pretty involved.
We're also partnering up with Parks and Recreation to start sort of field day throwback for teenagers, you know, the ones that like the little kids play around in the elementary with throwing water and stuff. We're going to be doing throwing little mini events, volleyball, tug of war, just to get us out of the house, try to involve the youth into more fun activities, sweat a little, you know, have some fun.
And the last thing that we wanted to update you on is our Project Hometown. We know that a lot of youth, they might not certainly think that they might come back to Mansfield, let alone Texas, right? We want them to still have that feel of, this is my hometown, this is my pride and joy that I take in when I tell my kids 30 years down the line, oh yeah, I'm from Mansfield, Texas, and seeing all these new things. So right now, our council is currently working on developing our youth master plan. And to go off of that, there's only 4 cities in our, kind of like our district, I would say, that currently have one, such as San Marcos, San Antonio, South Lake, and DeSoto. So if we do go through with that process and creating one, which I feel like it would be a great like baseline for us, we would be the fifth city in the state to do so. As well as this process is involving the different collaboration with the city departments and community leaders, such as going to the NLC, as Joanna had spoke about, and as well as what Evan had spoke about earlier. This plan basically will create a framework for long-term youth empowerment in Mansfield and bringing everybody together, because that's what at the end of the day is hometown feels, is being able to come back and knowing that you're safe here, that you can like remember all your memories and have those to cherish till the time that you have on the earth. And we will be addressing the different needs and goals of the youth for the engagement, education, recreation, and career development, which goes into that plan. And so to close, I would like to thank you guys again for this enormous opportunity to be able to tell you guys what we're currently doing and what we plan to do in the future. We are here for any questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Council, do we have any questions for these outstanding young people? All right, we do owe you some applause. We thank you so very much, and we appreciate the presentation tonight. Good job, good job. All right, we'll move to item 12. Is there any action to take pursuant to executive session?
Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to make a motion to authorize the city attorney's office to file suit to obtain access to the property located at 700 West Broad Street, Mansfield, Texas, 76063, against Reagan LLC and any other person or entity the attorney finds need be named as a defendant as discussed in executive session.
All right, thank you, Ms. Bounds. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Brosh. Questions? All right, hearing none, please cast your votes. That item carries 6-0. Is there any other action to take pursuant to executive session?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to authorize staff to proceed on the economic development project number 2110. As we discussed in the executive session.
Thank you, sir.
There a second?
Second.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Bounds. All right, questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. That item carries 6-0. All right, is there any other action to take pursuant to executive session?
Yes, Mayor, one more.
Yes, sir. Mr. Newsom?
I'd like to make a motion to authorize the city manager or designee to negotiate, finalize, and execute contract documents for the purchase of the property located at 2314 Christopher Road in Mansfield, Texas, as discussed in executive session.
Thank you, sir. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Mr. Vasquez. Thank you, sir. All right. Hearing any questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. And that item carries 6-0. Thank you very much. Are there any other items? Hearing none, we'll move to our consent agenda. Item 13, all matters listed under the consent agenda have been previously discussed, require little or no deliberation or are considered to be routine by the council. If discussion is desired, then an item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Otherwise, approval of the consent agenda authorizes the city manager to implement each item in accordance with staff's recommendation. Council, are there any items that you would like to have removed at this time?
Yes, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to remove 25-6446.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Are there any others? All right. Thank you very much. Well, I would like to receive a motion on all the others, please.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Bounds. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Fresquez. All right. Hearing no questions, please cast your votes. And those items carry 6-0. We have item 25-6446, and that is a resolution of the City Council of City of Mansfield, Texas, approving an amendment to the contract between the City of Mansfield, Texas, and Spires Engineering, Inc., in an amount not to exceed $109,384.15 for design of Heritage Parkway South. Finding that the meeting at which this resolution passed is open to the public as required by law and declaring an effective date. Street bond fund TERS number 4, Mr. Kaufman. All right, Ms. Short, please.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman. I wanted to pull this because I wanted to point out that it will not increase the overall budget on this project, but also see if you could explain to us why there had to be an amendment in the first place.
Yes, ma'am. We can go to the next slide. This map represents Heritage Parkway South that's under design at the this entire area. This entire area is in design with this contractor, with Spires, the design consultant. So there was a intended development over in this area when this project started, and it was thought that that would develop and all of the utilities and roadway would be part of that development. And since that development has actually not taken place, and so in order for there to be two points of access and for this neighborhood to the east to have appropriate access, we have to move forward with constructing this road you see on the south end there in red. So that has to be designed and constructed when we build Heritage Parkway South. The other is the lighting design. There on the left of the image, you'll see the lights that have been chosen with this development. Originally, it was thought that Encore would offer a light that would be acceptable out here, but after looking at the entire development, it was decided that the lighting to go with were going to be some different lights that are actually, they are not supplied by Encore. They don't supply anything similar to this. So with that, we have to actually have these lights on private circuits and have metered circuits, and we have to own them and maintain them. And so this was a design to have these types of lights with a very different spacing and all of the conduits and meter locations in the design for the roadway, the roundabout, and all of the pedestrian areas.
And it's more lights than we would have if Encore were doing the lights, is that correct?
Yes, because the Encore lights are not a pedestrian type light like this. They're very specifically more for roadway lighting, and so they're very different types of lights. And when you have a more decorative light with a more shroud like this, they're more pointed for pedestrian lighting and much more confined, and therefore the spacing is much closer.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Ms. Short. Are there any others in regard to questions? All right, I am ready to entertain a motion then.
Move to approve.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Short? There a second?
Second.
All right, I think it was a tie. Okay, Fresquez, all right. All right, questions, hearing none, please cast your votes. That item carries 6-0, all right. And that is the end of our consent agenda. We will move now to item 14, which is old business. Item 25-6415, it is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing the purchase of 1.154 acres at the northeast corner of Regency Parkway and Heritage Parkway, Tarrant County, Texas, authorizing the execution of any documents necessary to implement this resolution finding that the meeting at which this resolution is passed is open to the public as required by law and providing an effective date. This tour is number one, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
And City Council. Staff is going to recommend that you consider tabling this item at this time and bringing it back at a date when staff feels comfortable bringing it back before you.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Short?
I'll make a motion to table.
Thank you, ma'am.
Second.
All right. Okay, Mr. Newsom. Thank you. Questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. All right, that item carries 6-0. Thank you very much. All right, we'll move to our public hearing and resolution. Item 25-6426, resolution of public hearing, consideration of a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing and creating the Stable Public Improvement District in the City of Mansfield, Texas, in accordance with Chapter 372 of the Texas Local Government Code, providing for a related matters and providing an effective date. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
And if you'll allow me, sir, there's a companion item later on the agenda, 25-6440. Mm-hmm. I'd like to present those together for you for consideration tonight.
Yes.
As they do go one and one with each other.
Okay.
But as you stated, this is a public hearing tonight to consider the resolution just for the creation of the Stable PID, Public Improvement District.
Mm-hmm.
And then here is the item 25-6440. So this is a companion item to the creation of the PID. This public or professional services agreement would allow the developer to pre-fund this, and then the city would draw down on that funding for any services or cost of services that are incurred by our consultants, our bond attorney, a PID administrator, those types of contractual agreements, so that there are no direct costs to the city for the creation or the administration of this district. So that is what that professional services agreement for. This is the district boundary. You can see Heritage Parkway South, that future extension that Mr. Kaufman was speaking to, and then you can see Lone Star Road there to the top of the screen. So the boundary in red would be the boundary of the district, the PID, and then you see some of the public improvements there, the parks, the streets, and the other improvements that the PID would pay for itself. So again, tonight it is just the creation of the boundary itself, and then the public hearing associated with that. And with that, I can try to answer any questions you may have.
All right, I'll start on my right. Are there any questions for Mr. Jones? On my left, any questions for Mr. Jones? All right, okay, hearing none. I will then open the public hearing at 6:28 p.m. Do we have any cards, ma'am? All right, I will close the public hearing at 6:28 p.m., and I will call for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Bounds. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Short. All right, questions? Not hearing none, please cast your votes. All right, then motion carries 6-0. Thank you. Item 16, it's public hearing and first reading. Item 24-6330, it's an ordinance, public hearing and first reading on an ordinance approving a change of zoning from PD, Plan Development District, to S, South Mansfield Forum-Based Development District on approximately 57.95 acres in the John Robertson Survey, abstract number 1317, City of Mansfield, Texas, Tarrant County, Texas, generally located east of U.S. Highway 287 east and west of North Mitchell Road and north of Union Pacific Railroad, right-of-way on property addressed at 101 South U.S. Highway 287 and at 20 and 24 North Mitchell Road, B.B. Mitchell, LLC, and the City of Mansfield applicants. Zoning case number 24-008, Mr. Rodriguez.
All right, thank you, Mayor and Council.
Yes,
Artie Wheaton Rodriguez with the Planning and Development Services Department. The zoning case before you tonight is a rezoning case that the City of Mansfield and B.V. Mitchell, as noted in the caption, are both applicants on. I'm gonna point out a little bit of the existing conditions in the site itself. Here you can see an aerial view of the site. The site is just south of Broad Street. Broad Street would be up in this general location. You can see 287 as well as Mitchell. This property specifically is the property that city owned today, as well as the property here is the property owned and controlled by B.B. Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Looking at the current zoning, you can see that there are various PDs out in this area. Specifically within this area, you do have the bulk of the project, which is currently zoned PD zoned within the reserve PD, specifically within the Highway 287 subdistrict. There's a second PD in this general location for the specific land use of a chemical plant for chemical storage and chemical manufacturing. I do want to take a little bit of time to sit and talk about the future land use plan that was adopted in 2023. The future land use plan identifies future land uses and the appropriateness of land uses in the city of Mansfield. Looking at the map here, you can see that the bulk of the rezoning effort today is within the retail and office category. That's this area in red here. The remaining portion, mainly within the city portion, you can see that that's within the mixed-use regional district. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail as we go on. Looking at the retail and office, you can see that this is intended to provide for shopping, employment, commercial services. Some of the other details that I'll point out within this land use category, you can see that there is a ideal land use balance. That ideal land use balance shows that within this district, we should be striving to hit a land use breakdown of about 90% non-residential uses and 10% residential. There are some other things that are appropriate to point out, including the appropriateness rating shown within this area. Those same details are found within the mixed-use regional category. You can see that provides for more of a 50-50 split. Again, that's in the area there that's owned by the city and a little further to the east. Again, some of the same details, but within the mixed-use regional, we would see a higher use of intense residential uses as well as multi-story buildings. The piece of property itself is also located within one of our special area plans, the Link. The Link does look to provide for a variety of uses that can ultimately serve the town center that would be just to the east and north of this area, as well as the Innovation District. I do have a couple of site photos showing you the undeveloped conditions that are out there today. Here's the second one. When this development did come in, the developer brought a proposed regulating plan. That proposed regulating plan divides up the property into what's called transects. You can see here both the utilization of T5 and T4. That regulating plan also looks to identify some of the thoroughfares. You can see that cut through the site there. In summary, the Mansfield 2040 plan designates the land use as retail and office. That designation is intended to provide for shopping, employment, commercial services, and commercial services to Mansfield residents, and it also contemplates an ideal land use balance of 90% non-residential uses and, of course, 10% residential uses. The City Council conducted a public hearing on August 12, 2024, and made a motion to table the case indefinitely at the applicant's request. Again, the case was heard on December 9th. At that time as well, the applicant requested that the case be tabled indefinitely. Prior to that, the Planning and Zoning Commission did conduct a public hearing on June 17th and voted 7-0 to recommend approval of a zoning change request to S South Mansfield Form-Based Development District. I am available for any questions if you do have any.
All right, I'll start on my left this time. Any questions? Go ahead, Ms. Short.
Artie, is C2 an appropriate use for this land?
Because of the future land use designation, yes, staff does agree that C2 would be an appropriate land use, or appropriate zoning category here. Sorry.
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion that we zone this land C2.
Okay.
Unless there's any questions.
No, you're good. We've got to go to the public hearing first, though, but you're fine. But go ahead, sir.
Artie, can you mentioned that the project that's not on the screen anymore. Thank you. Has a connection to the Link, and I'm trying to figure that out. You kind of whizzed by that part. Can you let me know that part again?
Okay. So you can see all of the area within the brown outlined area. The site itself, give me 1 second. Okay. The site itself is this general area. Right in there is where it splits between what's currently owned and controlled by B.B. Mitchell and the city of Mansfield. The link as a special area is our look at how to make sure that we're providing for the appropriate land uses within the entire district.
All right, Mayor, my business lies within the link, so I may abstain on this.
Okay.
On this issue.
All right. Okay. Then all right, Madam Attorney.
Yes, sir. You will need to fill out an affidavit and exit for discussion, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your transparency. Ms. Bounds, you have a word? All right. Let me do this.
Mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Brosh. Go ahead, sir.
You went from her over that way, and I was too quiet.
No. Go ahead, buddy.
So, Artie, if this were to go to C2, what in your mind could be a not so good scenario, maybe a worst case scenario that could be allowed in there?
Within C2?
Within
C2. C2 would allow for a variety of commercial land uses. As far as worst case scenarios, I don't know that I have contemplated any.
I hate to publish that, but I'd like to. I would like to have an idea.
I mean, any sort of noxious or auto-related uses, and I'm thinking about things like gas stations or auto parts stores or auto repair, those all require SUPs, so the city does have additional protections for those types of land uses, but I would see that general commercial and retail-type uses, including office, would be the target uses here. But I believe the city already has protections within its zoning ordinance to protect for any sort of noxious uses through the use of SUPs. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, I think it okay. Does as good as you probably can at this point. Is there a time limitation from the time that a rezoning takes place before another zoning change could take place on the same property?
With a successful rezoning case, there could be another zoning case that came in within the calendar year. There's no sort of limitations on time of resubmittal of a new zoning case.
I didn't think so, but I wasn't positive on that.
Yeah, the only time limit that I would know of is if a case was denied, and otherwise right. There was a denial with prejudice that would require a waiting period. Right. No, not for another zoning case after this one.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, we good? Thank you all very much. Then what we will do is I will open the public hearing at 6:38 p.m. Do we have any cards, ma'am?
No.
I will continue the public hearing at 6:38 p.m. and recognize Councilwoman Short for a motion.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like
ma'am.
To make a motion to approve the zoning as C2.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Newsom. Questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. All right, mighty fine. And that's four. Well, motion carries. 4-1 abstention and 1 no. 4-1. All right. Thank you all very much. All right, moving right along. And we'll move now to item 17. This is new business. Item 25-6431, resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving an interlocal agreement and the purchase of materials through a cooperative purchasing agreement with Tarrant County in an amount not to exceed $79,862.95 for construction of a parking lot and site work at 320 Smith Street as part of the Rose Park redevelopment plan, finding that the meeting at which this resolution is passed is open to the public as required by law and declaring an effective date. And Mr. Matt Young is presenting.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Matt Young, Executive Director of Community Services. Sure. I've got the next three projects, relatively small, but all very important to a Parks and Recreation system. Okay. This one does involve an interlocal agreement. So as you recall, the master plan, redevelopment plan for the Rose Park proper that's on your screen right now called for the removal of basketball and sand volleyball within Rose Park boundaries, but to move them across the street into the existing Hardy Alvin soccer complex, where we would build tennis, pickleball courts, and more basketball and sand volleyball courts. And then we would move the existing practice soccer field space to the floodway at the end of Smith Street. So what this interlocal agreement will do is Tarrant County will provide the labor and equipment, and all we need to pay for is the materials in order for them to do grade work, to make sure the land is nice and level for practice space, and then we will come back and install irrigation and grow the turf in. And then they will construct an asphalt parking lot to serve those practice spaces. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Are there any questions in regard to this one, 25-6431? All right. Mr. Young, did you want to go ahead and, sure. and do the other two as well, sir?
All right. The second one is a resolution awarding a construction contract to Pro Reno Group. These are for improvements to the Oliver Nature Park, the Treehouse Overlook. The park is now 11 years old, obviously one of Mansfield's favorites. And after about year five, the overlook and the boards started to weather and show their age. It has become a pretty significant maintenance issue for staff every year. The way that it was designed, beautiful, and how everyone loves it and their photo opportunities, but the boards are custom built. And so we have to plank the wood and custom cut them and fit them in order to replace them over time as they weather. So we brought back the original engineer that worked on the park, helped us redesign something. So we're going to be replacing through this contract the wooden boards with a Trex material, so 95% recycled material with a 25 to 50 year lifespan, 25 year warranty on them. But it also requires, because of the width and the height, again, of those custom boards that we currently have, we have to replace some of the structural steel supports underneath it to support the width of the depth of the Trex material. This $127,000 contract does include $25,000 contingency as well. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions on this one? I'm all right, go ahead, Ms. Bounds.
The wood that's being replaced on it, did you say that it was like a pressurized type wood so that it wouldn't wear out quite so fast as the last ones did?
Yes, it's a recycled product, a Trex material. So it's a combination of 95% recycled plastic resin mixed in with recycled sawdust into it. So yeah, so we shouldn't see the warping. It should have a much longer lifespan.
All right. Anyone else on this particular one? All right.
Yes, and sir. Lastly, this resolution would award a construction contract to DL Meacham Construction for the replacement of the 31-year-old playground at McLennan Park East. Expanded footprint. You can recall we have about half of what was originally there, a very, very small tot playground with two slides. We have one slide left. This will provide a 2 to 12 play unit, including swings, much larger footprint. Improvements to accessible walkways from the parking lot across the little roadway, as well as improvements to the pavilion. So the pavilion will stay, but we'll give it an upgrade, new paint, new picnic tables, repairs to some of the soffit and the roofing, and then adding some irrigation and sod work around there to make it more park-like. So,
all right. Anyone on my left, comments? Go ahead, Ms. Short.
I'll just say that was much needed. I've been out there with kids, and I'm really happy to see that we're taking care of this park. Thank you.
The nature trail is under design. We'll be bidding that and bringing that to you very soon. It will connect McLennan Park East and West. So that's coming on the horizon.
Outstanding. Am I right? All right. Thank you all very, very much. We've just heard 31, 32, and 33. We'll vote on them individually, though. All right. So I will call for a motion on 6431.
Motion to approve.
Okay, I think Mr. Bross beat you there. May I get a second?
Second.
There you go, Ms. Bounds. Thank you very much. Questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. And that item carries 6-0. And 6432, a motion, please.
Motion to approve.
Okay, Ms. Bounds.
I'll second.
All right, Mr. Ross, happy day. Good deal. Any questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. That item carries 6-0 and 33. May I receive a motion on that one?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Newsom. There a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Fresquez. All right. Hearing any questions, comments, cast your votes. And that motion carries 6-0 as well. All right, item 25-6434. Excuse me, it is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, of no objection to the application of PK Development Group, LLC, to the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA, for tax credits for the acquisition and renovation of the Pecan Bend Apartments located at 501 Kingsway Drive, finding that the meeting at which this resolution is passed is open to the public as required by law and declaring an effective date. Ms. Ramirez.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Yes, ma'am.
This item would provide a resolution to the applicant from the governing body to submit along with their application for housing tax credits. And we do have the applicant here to address the council regarding their project and the application for any questions.
All right. Thank you. I believe that the applicants, as a matter of fact, have some slides they'd like to show us. So as you come, just please state your name and your address.
Good evening.
We've got you.
Pardon me. Good evening, Mayor.
Good evening, council. Sir.
Oh, great time to lose your voice. My name is Dean Vineyard, and I'm with PK Housing and Management, right, located in Okemos, Michigan. We are here tonight to discuss, of course, our intended purchase of Pecan Bend Apartments at 501 Kingsway. Okay. A brief introduction to our company. It was founded by Pete Potterpin from Okemos in 1981. Later in 1990, he expanded to purchasing and redevelopment of such properties. To date, we have over 120 communities in 7 states, including Texas. Texas is a state that we are growing rapidly, and we have a lot of interest in addition to the communities we all have in North and South Texas. In my role as an area director, I manage and supervise operations as well as redevelopment from the city west, all the way up to Paris, Texas, and then we will be out to Mineral Wells, Texas. I currently have been the supervisor for the newest acquisitions that we have, in Kennedale, Alvarado, Crowley, and Midlothian. PK Housing is a family development company. It's managed by family, as well as a few extra folks to help us out. The company has been developing assets purchasing in 1990 and redeveloping. In 2006, the Potterpins added a construction company to ensure the quality and availability of construction. In 2006, they developed PK Development, which specifically targets and purchases the assets, then tax credit, HUD, all levels of affordable. To get a little bit deeper in the weeds, I'm going to introduce Tim Smith,
sure,
who is one of our development partners.
All right, so, thank you.
Thank you.
And again, just state your name and address, sir,
sure,
for the record.
Tim Smith with Hoke Development Services, down in Meadows Place, Texas.
All right.
In Houston. Okay. I know that this development has had some issues here locally, and what PK Housing is planning to do is buy this development from the current owner. They have a track record of renovating USDA-funded properties. That's what this property is. they've been awarded several deals the last couple of years in Texas. And I think, I know in talking with the city manager, council's wanting kind of a timeline on what we're proposing to do. our tax credit application is due this Friday to TDHCA, which we need this resolution. To do it. If they do move forward with it, PK Housing is looking to step into the GP position of the current partnership that owns the development, possibly by the end of March. And when that in doing that, they would close onto a loan that would allow them to start addressing some of the violations that are currently at the property. They are not owners, they're not involved, they're not running it, but this is their plan if they take it over, you know, what they're planning to do. if that happens, we should, if our application to TDHC for tax credits is successful, we should see that award come July or August. In October, they'll submit the transfer application to USDA to start that closing process. And they should begin renovation probably early next year, probably around January or so. Hopefully, what we're looking to do is put in about $74,000 per unit, a little over $2 million, in completely renovating this development, curing all deferred maintenance and repositioning the property for another, 20-year long-term useful life. And the one thing I do ask is I know right now it's scheduled as a resolution of no objection. That doesn't really help us with our application. It's an extremely competitive process. We would be behind 3 points with a no objection resolution. I would ask if y'all would be open to amending the resolution to a resolution of support so that we could score fully for these very competitive funds. Okay. And I'm here to answer any questions.
Sure, thank you very much. Start on my right, Ms. Bounds.
You don't happen to have any type of pictures or anything of what that might look like? So what y'all are anticipating that you're going to be doing to the apartments?
Sorry, we didn't have the architect stuff right at the moment, but it'll be complete, external repair. I mean, I even drove by the development. There's, on the exterior cladding, there's definitely issues. Everything's gonna need to repair. TDHC is gonna require new, hardy plank, brick, very long-term durable materials that'll be replaced, and that'll come with, new paint. I mean, that's not just a paint job. It'll fix all the dilapidated capital maintenance.
What about the interior? Are you doing anything like smoke detectors or any current appliance updates or anything like that?
All new appliances. I think they do new cabinets. New cabinetry, they'll have to put in smoke detectors. They have to bring everything up to code, to the current code that they're going to meet. So that'll be both with, TDHCA and the City of Mansfield's development code. Because they'll come in for a full, they will file full renovation plans with your planning and development department. We'll have to go through the permitting process.
What's the timeline on that?
The timeline, like I said, we should be awarded the tax credit awards. If we're successful, would happen in July, August. In July, we'd get the commitment in August. In October, PK Housing would file the transfer application with USDA. That takes several months to get approved, so they would close into the actual tax credit renovation process first quarter of 2026. And then I imagine it'd probably be small units. I mean, probably an 8th month renovation period, something along those lines.
Are y'all looking at, or will there be any current of the residents that live there? Will they be displaced at any time? Are you doing it in like little phases?
They'll be in phases, and they basically do in-place renovation.
Okay. All right, that's all I have.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Newsom. Did you have a word? Okay, on my left. Y'all good? Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Well, with that in mind, Council, is there a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we amend the resolution to show support.
Yes, ma'am. Second. All right. Ms. Short and Ms. Bounds, thank you very much. All right. Questions, statements? Hearing none, please cast your votes. And that item carries 6-0. Thank you very much. Good luck. All right, we move now to item 25-6440. It's a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving a professional services agreement between the City of Mansfield, Texas and Arcadia Stable Land Investments, LLC, regarding incurred costs relative to the Stable Public Improvement District creation, finding that the meeting at which this resolution is passed is open to the public as required by law and declaring an effective date. Mr. Jones.
Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the resolution for the PSA I went through earlier with you for the Arcadia Pit. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any at this time.
All right. Any additional questions? My left or my right? All right, then. I'm ready to entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Short.
Second.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Newsom. Questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. Item carries 6-0. All right, item 25-6447. It is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, awarding contracts for the construction of paving, wastewater, drainage improvements for Fort Worth Street and Live Oak Drive, including Circle H Contractors, LP for construction, Britton and Crawford, LLC, for surveying, and Rabbi Kistner Associates for material testing, and authorizing funding for an amount not to exceed $3,631,303.15, finding that the meeting at which this resolution is passed is open to the public as required by law, and declaring an effective date. Street bond fund, utility fund, Mr. Kaufman.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council. Yes, sir.
This is part of the 2023 capital improvement program. This will reconstruct Fort Worth Street and Live Oak Street. This has been under design this past year. This is one of the first projects that we've intended to use our asphalt cross sections for these residential streets. As you see here, the award is for the construction to Circle H Contractors for this $3.458 million construction staking for Britton and Crawford, and material testing with our testing lab, Rabbi Kistner Associates. Here you'll see an outline of the project showing the limits. Fort Worth Street will be reconstructed from Walnut Creek Drive east to Kings Way, and Live Oak from Dayton to Fort Worth. The reason for this project, the pavement was in poor condition, so it will be a complete reconstruction with the asphalt pavement. There have been flooding issues, street flooding, for a lot of years at the area, at the intersection there at Fort Worth and Live Oak and Hillcrest. And so with this project, we had a drainage analysis done for design, and we did conclude that there needed to be a storm drain system installed here. So the red line that you see south of Fort Worth that traverses onto the commercial property, that is actually a flume and a storm drain pipe that will convey that drainage from Fort Worth Street and take it around the perimeter of this property in a drainage easement and outfall it there. That is a channel there to the south. So it will include significant storm drain improvements to mitigate that issue that's happened. And then several portions of the sewer lines along this area, they were had bellies and problems, and they were checked out by the utility crews, and we decided to replace those in several sections. So that's a description of the project, and with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
All right, I'll start on my right. Go ahead, Mr. Fresquez.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman. So this particular bid is less than half of the highest bid, and with the 10% contingency, do you feel that's enough?
Yes, that's our standard. The high bid you see here is an outlier. I will acknowledge that. So most of the bids were between $3 and $4 million. So every once in a while, you have some contractor that, for whatever reason, decides to bid, but obviously they don't really need the work, so they just put a number to it.
I make my comment because I don't want to have this come back for any change orders later.
No, our standard is the 10%. With our design criteria, we feel like 10%, that should, with TVing the sewer, we don't feel like there's any unknown utilities here, and this should fall within one of our standard projects.
Thank you,
though.
All right, anyone else on my right? Ms. Bounds?
What will be the life expectancy of the asphalt road?
With appropriate maintenance, the lifetime expectancy for our streets are generally 20 to 30 years. That is, you know, with appropriate maintenance, we've discussed before, concrete, there's less maintenance but more upfront costs. But any street section, we have our subgrade and our pavement section to hopefully make that 20, 25, pushing 30-year lifetime span.
All right, on my left, Ms. Short.
I will just say that if we want to keep people off Broad, this is a good cut through that I use regularly. And I do think it's important for us to maintain the streets in some of our older neighborhoods to help maintain property values and so that our residents feel like they're being taken care of in every area of the city. So I think it's a good project and it is needed.
Mighty fine. All right, any others? Hearing none, I'm ready to entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Ms. Short, thank
you. Second.
And Ms. Bounds, thank you. Questions, statements? Hearing none. All right, that motion carries 6-0. Item 18 is?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that was Newsom, and I think Ms. Short. All right, please cast your votes. And that item carries 6-0. Surprise. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll adjourn at 7:01 p.m. You all have a good week, and see you next Monday.